It's a heartbreaking read, but a new report has collected the views of children aged between 10 and 12 from around the world on why violence against children happens. Children in Australia weren't surveyed, but around 5,500 children in that age group were. The report has been released by Child Fund Australia, and the CEO, Nigel Spence, joins me now. Nigel, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Patricia.
We've got to find out about our own patch. Why weren't Australian kids included in this?
Oh, look, we have surveyed Australian kids previously when we've done the Small Voices, Big Dreams survey. But on this occasion, we were just, frankly, a bit tight for resources, and we were particularly keen to get a range of views from a selection of countries, high, middle and low income countries in different regions across the world. But we can refer to equivalent findings from some other Australian studies.
More than a billion children experience violence and exploitation every year. Is this the first time we've heard from children in that age bracket on this?
Yeah, look, this is one of the first times, probably the first time we've heard from so many children from so many countries specifically on their opinions about violence against them. As you say, 5,500 children, 10 to 12 years. Particularly for children of that age, it's more common to get the views of teenagers, but we think it's particularly important to hear from younger children. And of course, we find that they are very well aware of this, of the many forms of violence that take place around them.
What were the kids actually asked?
Look, we asked them a range of questions about what they thought were the causes of violence against children, what could be done to prevent it, what could adults do, what could children do, what were the places where they felt safest, what were the places that they felt least safe, and so on. And it was done through a mixture of methods. There was a questionnaire. For most of the kids, that was done anonymously with a paper questionnaire. Some was online. And also there was a series of focus groups conducted by Child Fund staff trying to work with kids to bring out their views.
Does the fact that children are from developed and developing nations show that this isn't specific to anyone's social class or you know, nation, culture, all of those elements?
Absolutely. I think the statistics and this survey reinforce that that violence against children is not confined to any place or any social group. It cuts across borders, socioeconomic levels, ethnicity, religion. We can say that really no child anywhere is immune. Now, that said, there are some factors which make certain groups of kids in certain contexts more high risk than others. But as a problem, it's absolutely widespread. And that goes to the kind of casual everyday violence that many children experience, as well as the very severe and dangerous forms of violence which impact really severely on many kids.
What was the children's understanding of why it happens to them?
Yeah, look, this was really interesting. The top three reasons that children in the survey gave to why adults mistreat children was firstly that essentially that children can't defend themselves, that adults are more powerful physically and socially, and so effectively children are defenceless in the face of adult aggression. The next reason was misuse of drugs and alcohol, that children believe that this was a major cause, that adults who were misusing drugs and alcohol couldn't control themselves, and this created often quite scary situations for kids. And the third reason was that children thought that adults themselves had been mistreated as kids, as children, and that was affecting the behaviour of parents. And just one other thing, what we also found, Patricia, with the poorest of the countries is that they believe that extreme poverty was a major factor for adults behaving violently towards children.
Yeah, I just want to drill down into this one thing that you just already mentioned. 47% of the children said it was because those adults perpetrating violence against children were mistreated themselves at some stage. I find it fascinating that they would make that observation. Or how did they make that observation? Or what is their knowledge? Is it the adults sharing that with them? It seems really glaring to me.
Yes, it is. It's very interesting, isn't it? And look, we haven't set out to verify what that percentage actually is, but I think children are well aware that adults themselves carry vulnerabilities. I think children, even as young as 10 and 12, know that childhood experience does affect adult behaviour. It's not the study psychology, but I think it's part of their understanding of human behaviour. this would be something that some of them would have discussed amongst themselves and in their schools and in their peer groups. But for many, I think it's understood as a given that adult behaviour is impacted by the one's childhood experience.
And I suppose this is just more important than anything. What were the children's ideas on how to prevent violence against children, violence that they've experienced?
Yeah, look, children are saying in terms of what adults should do is that they should listen more to children. And it might seem a bit obvious, but children were saying that adults should love children more. They should treat children with greater care, with greater kindness, have a more considerate and compassionate approach to children. They also believe that adults should explain more to children that they have the right, and adults themselves should take on board that children have the right to be safe and protected, and that adults should be active in teaching kids how to keep themselves safe. But I think the other thing that was really interesting, Patricia, is that children themselves see that they are part of the solution, that they don't see themselves as passive in this effort to reduce violence, that children themselves think that they can do more, that they can be more active in informing people, trusted people, when they observe a child that's at risk or being harmed or in some other way vulnerable, that children themselves can convey and communicate to adults their right to be kept safe, and that children can offer various forms of support, counsel, peer support to other kids who have been abused.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nigel.
Thank you.
Nigel Spence is the CEO of Child Fund Australia. And still getting so many of your text messages, particularly on working longer, which I find some of your responses have been right on the money. And I'm going to read one. It's not the only one, but it expresses this view, because I've got other ones expressing this same view. There's a bit about, great that I don't want to retire, thank you very much. But this bit. It does, but we do love you, but the tone of the comment came across as a bit arrogant. What about workers whose work is physically demanding, involves rotating shifts and is far less well remunerated and has much less autonomy? I think that is a good, very good point. I had, you know, parents that worked very hard, let me tell you, physical hard. So I get what you mean. And I think some of our retirement discussions, not wanting to retire, are premised on, well, middle-class, white-collar workers, because when you're doing physical work, it's a whole different proposition. So I think the point that quite a few people have made, that's just one text, how about working longer when you actually, you know, your body hurts, your body is tired, is a very relevant point. This is RN Draft.